listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The theme music of Cleveland's own Dolph Ziggler bringing us back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, you can join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club. The
Browns backers. Exactly 100,000? Did you count?
It's plus. That gives us some
leeway. So they got some room in there.
Could be 100,000.
Megan, how many are there? Megan Rock knows this information.
100,000
and what?
I know. I was getting there. 100.
Give her the microphone. Look, I want an exact number.
You want an exact number?
Yes.
I'll go online right now.
No, faster, though. We can't hold up the show just because you're...
Well, I'm getting you an exact number.
Okay. Take your time.
Stop your
I'm taking the microphone back. I'm going to go with 122,057. That's what I'm going to go with. Well, anyway, while we talk about the number, I will tell you that it is free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports, and it includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences.
VIPs.
To join, visit brownsbackers.org. That's brownsbackers.org.
Megan, any luck on the number since we talked to you 20 minutes ago? See, part of this business is quick.
113,147.
That's how it stands right there.
So
okay, that's pretty darn good. I bet it increased just in the time we've talked about it.
I think it's safe to say it's probably at 115,000 right now.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Megan Rock here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to Tyler and Massillon. Tyler, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good.
Oh, I just wanted to put a little insight on the Johnny Manziel situation.
Please.
I think the key to our draft this year is we need to draft a quarterback we don't intend on starting the season for a change. Let him sit back and learn like the process has been since the NFL started.
Yeah, you're singing my music. I mean, I'm all for that, but I don't want to do that just for the sake of doing it.
Right.
If he goes in and just blows people away with what he does, if he shows a readiness, an uncommon readiness that you see from this guy or any rookie that comes in, I want that guy on the field. I don't want to hold him back just to hold him back. There will be some limitations, even if he looks like the best. In the perfect world, someone like, we've got to just use him because he's here, this name, this could all change. We got a long off season ahead of us. Someone else, other characters are going to come in, other cast members of this quarterback group are going to be on this football team for sure that we don't know of right now. But right now we know of Brian Hoyer. We believe he's going to come back fully from this ACL. We think, and I emphasize think, he could be a guy that could fill the bridge role, but that's a big assumption. He has got to show himself to a whole new coaching staff, a new head coach, a new offensive coordinator. They don't know the depth of him that the previous staff knew or even the rest of us know. They're learning, and then they're going to form their own conclusions and see how this really fits. And I think Kyle Shanahan was smart about the way he answered that question. Doesn't see anything that turns him off about the guy now, but he's really got to know what would excite him about putting him out there.
And that's exactly right. It's not like there is a proven winning veteran quarterback here. We got to see Brian Hoyer for two games, so we don't know. And listen, I think the NFL is evolving. I think NFL offenses are more closely mirroring those of college, and we've seen young quarterbacks come in and have success more recently than at any other time in NFL history. Right. But it's got to be the right guy, and it's got to be somebody that earns it. Geno Smith struggled this year. E.J. Manuel actually played okay when he was out there, but he struggled as well. It's got to be the right guy.
They're not happy about him in Buffalo, just so you know.
It's got to be the right guy who can come in and deliver right away. And I think that if the Browns find that guy and he shows it here in training camp and shows it in the preseason like Russell Wilson did when he was never drafted to be the starter in Seattle, then you go with him.
Right. No, I'm open to see. Hey, this is a wide open canvas. So I want to see it, and everybody is fair game when they get to be part of this process. And I'm excited to see what this team will do about bringing in quarterbacks who aren't drafted. What veterans could walk in here, if any, come in here? There's going to be some. It's going to be at least one, maybe two. I would expect at least two new faces before in addition to the draft. And I think we're going to look at four quarterbacks total. Someone from the draft, someone from free agent, two people from free agency or trade or whatever it might be, and Brian Hoyer. That's what I'm thinking this thing is going to shape up as once we get in the offseason. So, okay, or you. Just for the record, my partner here, Nathan Zagura,
that's right,
a.k.a. the Nate Dog, I just watched him. We were down in the field house taping some video stuff, and he was spinning the ball very nicely, and I was impressed with how he threw the football. I will tell you, because I've really not seen you throw a football until then, and you were, you know, with just flawlessly, effortlessly, you looked okay.
Well, thank you.
But I'd be really afraid to put you out there in a real situation.
I'm pumping that iron.
Because then I'm not going to have a teammate over here.
I'm going to be with the new medical partner at the
University of Hospital. Megan Rock will be the co-host, and she'll be looking up Brown's backers and taking a half an hour to do it. We got Gerard Jerry joining us next. Gerard is a regular, of course, on this show, so we want to hear his thoughts on this new coaching staff coming together and on Nathan's passing ability here on Cleveland Browns Daily. He hasn't, has he?
We'll get him out there. I'll let him have. Yeah, he can make an honest assessment.
I want him to cover somebody
athletic. Yeah, while I throw him the ball.
Not me, but somebody that, and then while you throw the ball and have him cover that person.
Me and Flash against Gerard.
I'd like to watch that.
That could be a feature for ClevelandBrowns.com.
That'd be fun.
Andy Hecht is listening, I'm sure.
I think Megan should be running routes for you, too. She's an athlete. Heck of a soccer player. Yeah.
You can do it.
She may kick the ball. She may not catch it, but something like that. All right, more coming up on CBD. Vic Carucci from Cleveland Browns.